It's everything Queensland footy.
Good bold football from the Brisbane Lions.
That's a big one for the Suns.
This is Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure.
Yes, Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure. Bring you everything in the world of AFL up here in Queensland. Not a great place to be at the moment. Jack Fulham here joining us. Mate, you and I, we're both in lockdown, and this is a weird place to be. And while our man Will Rolston down in Melbourne, he's free. He's pretty happy right now. But unfortunately, if you needed something to cheer you up through lockdown, thank God we had the Olympics, because the Lions and the Suns over the weekend, it didn't make for great viewing either side. So I think we might start with the lesser of two evils here. And surprisingly, that's Brisbane. Jack, Will, welcome. Watching on Sunday afternoon, the comeback was enjoyable at the end, but the damage was done early, and now the Lions' top four chances are shot.
Yeah, it's funny you say enjoyable, because as a fan, I found the comeback even more frustrating personally, because it just showed, like, yeah, of course we're better than Hawthorn. Of course we can kick 8 goals in a quarter. Where you flash back, I don't know how far ago it was, against Geelong at the Gabba. No, I've just found it. June 24.
Not long.
June 24, we demolished one of the premiership favourites at home. We were the best pressure team in the comp. We had so many score sources. We were inaccurate that night. It should have been a bigger blowout than 44 points. We were on top of the world. Crowds were coming. Buzz was high. Brisbane wasn't in lockdown. You fast forward 6 rounds, and this season is in absolute disarray. And I couldn't be more disappointed. It's the most disappointed I've been as a Lions supporter in a long, long time. And it's based on the fact that we have so much more to give. And it was just a disheartening performance. It looked like a club that didn't feel like being in Launceston on the weekend.
Now, Will, one thing I want to raise is the adaptability of the Lions. We saw last year they didn't really have to travel outside of Queensland, as the whole AFL hub was based up here. They had the shocking start to the year where they had to spend 3 or 4 weeks on the road down in Melbourne. Fast forward to the last 3 or 4 weeks, they've been moved around. They've had to go down, play games at Metricon at late notice. They've had to flee the state to go to Victoria and go to Tassie. Do you think that's playing into the Lions' current form?
Yeah, you saw it earlier in the year when we were knocked off by Geelong, that we obviously should have won. And then beat Collingwood after the siren, and then we went to Ballarat against the Dogs, and it was a similar performance there. It was really lackluster, didn't have energy. And I think we are wearing that toll more than other clubs are. You look at the Swans, that they couldn't have had a less fortunate run over the last month and a half. But they're stepping up, they're delivering, knocking off, you know, a team in form like Essendon at the MCG after such a stretch of not seeing their families, not being in their own beds. And yeah, it looks like we're not finding that same level of spirit, and maybe the injuries are catching up on us. Maybe we're not giving enough credit to losing the structural integrity of players like Kipwood and Gardner and Adams. And I don't know, a lot of things are catching up with us, but it still doesn't excuse that performance in the first half of last round.
Well, they had their first goalless term for the season, and now won just 6 of the last 16 quarters. Jack, you speculated on the spray from Fags last week, but the one he gave over the weekend was an all-timer. You talk about structure there, Will, but it seems to be more than that. Where's that dash and dare we used to see off halfback, willing to break the line? We saw it in the last quarter, center clearances one after the other, but they let the Hawks get goal side. The players just out the back all the time. It's not there. And it's, you know, look, they'll make finals. We know they'll make finals, and a home elimination final sitting 6th at the moment is probably best case scenario. But this isn't looking great for, you know, the third year of this, you know, premiership window, if you will.
Yeah, it looks like as it stands, teams have figured us out a bit. And maybe, you know, the pessimist in me is saying maybe we had our chance. You know, you don't get many cracks at the title, especially when you finish 2nd on the home and away ladder 2 years in a row. And yeah, look, we'll finish 5th or 6th. We'll get a home elimination final, and then chances are we'll win that, because Seventh is West Coast, who are in a world of trouble, and eighth will be someone who limps into the eight. I would hope that we would win that first final.
But you would, yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, you're playing good teams again. And unless, you know, we're 3 weeks to find it, because our best is good enough to knock off some good teams. But winning the flag is going to have to be done the hard way now. And as it stands, we're not playing the footy to deliver it.
Now, let's just put the pessimism to one side for a moment. One of the big positives to come out of the weekend's match, Dare McStay.
If
the Lions had got up in the end, it would have been all on the back of Dan McStay. Four goals, took about 12 marks, was just everywhere, took an absolute screamer in the last quarter. That's the game that we know Dan McStay can play. His kicking in front of goal has been a lot better this year.
Oh, it has, yeah.
Hasn't it?
More of that required.
Yeah, he looked like a bloke who just wanted to take the game by the scruff of the neck, didn't he? Just like, guys, come on, what are we doing? And taking pack marks and kicking straight. So, yeah, I agree. If there's one positive to take out of it, it was him.
Looking to the road ahead now, it's going to be a trip over to the West to take on who look like a very plucky Fremantle, followed by the Pies and West Coast. Both should be at home, but we just don't know what's happening up here in Brisbane at the moment. Now, speaking of Fremantle, Jack, you love what you saw around the weekend.
I did. So Freo, they had retro round over in the West, and it was a thing that Fox Footy were doing. They wore their original 1995 Guernseys with the big white anchor and the green bottom.
It's
and
glorious.
The purple up the top. Oh, it's shit out, but it is absolutely glorious at the same time. It is a really just... And I love that Freo have embraced their heritage, embraced their roots. And I don't think there's any better level of 90s merch than Freo were rolling out.
We'll give them that.
Yeah.
And which brings me back to the Lions. Obviously, 1996, the Lions merged with Fitzroy, and we, you know, the Bears merged with Fitzroy. We incorporated Fitzroy's heritage in, and it's a strong heritage. But I don't think the Lions do enough to honour the Bears side of that.
You're big on this, aren't you?
Yes, they were only around for 9 years before eventual merger, but they did the hard yards. They planted the seeds of football in Southeast Queensland. And I think that the Bears jersey, especially that old one from 93 to 96 with the golden V with the maroon jersey,
okay,
it needs to come back either as an away strip or even once a year for a retro round. But I think the Lions need to do more to honour the Bears.
So not the pyramid, not the two Bs in the pyramid?
Yeah.
Even the two Bs in the pyramid as a one-off wouldn't be bad, but the golden V on the maroon would be fantastic to see back.
I think, yeah, the priority seems to go Fitzroy, doesn't it?
Yeah. We've worn those two designs you're talking about before in some sort of throwback capacity, but I agree. I think it should be annual. And the the pyramid one is so aggressively 90s. Kind of like Fremantle's one from the weekend. And the NBA do it really well with their throwback stuff and their retro, and they embrace the stupid colours and
the fans are buying them. Nuffies like us would buy
them. Of course. I've got about 10 of them.
Of course, I'm speaking to one right now.
The proof's in the pudding. So, yeah, I agree. I thought, for the record, Fremantle's jump on the weekend was glorious.
Oh, so glorious.
I've never bought another team's jumper before, but geez, don't tempt me.
Jack, what did you do?
Well, they brought out like a woolen one of it with the old AFL logo and the hard Yakka logo, and I actually bought it.
You bought a Freo, a green
Freo?
Yeah,
I bought a green Freo because it is absolutely mental. And one day I'll wear it to a music festival and people will just look at me with like...
Stain?
Oh, Clive Waterhouse.
Just reminding you, you are listening to Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure, where we sort of go through Fremantle's attire for the last 30 years. But if the Lions marketing department are listening, and we know they do, let's lock a few of these jerseys away. People will buy
them.
Honestly,
look at that. Look at that thing.
This is an audio medium, Jack.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
We're going to have to address the elephant in the room, which is the Gold Coast Suns. Look, not really much to be taken out of what happened down at Marvel Stadium on the weekend. A bit of a nightmare weekend for the Suns, from the VFL game being called off after 10 minutes against Southport, and bizarre scenes there in the Oval next to Metricon, to one goal after quarter time, not great. They struggled to exit defensive 50 all afternoon. The D's intercept markers were sensational, but that inside 50 count, 71-27, not great. We'll move away from actually what happened on the field. We've seen that before. We might see it again. But when we spoke last week, gentlemen, Alistair Clarkson was still going to be coaching the Hawks next year. Times have changed, and naturally his name's been attached to the Suns in a bit of a Hail Mary sort of operation. He's got a son in year 12 that'll be doing school in Victoria next year, which Tom Brown reported yesterday to Triple M. Do the Suns try and just throw everything at securing Clarkson in some capacity?
I think that given Clarkson is contracted next year, is it in his best interest to coach next year? I think he might enjoy
having said he's available to. He has said he is available to coach next year.
But geez, if I was him and I'd been coaching since 2004, I'd probably put the feet up for a year and earn the salary and then have a crack. But I don't know. I think he might be a bit of a competitive beast. Mm. In answer to the question, absolutely. It should be every egg in their basket should be going towards Clarkson, with all due respect to Stuart Dew, who I still think has potential. He's no Clarko at the end of the day. We're talking about the best that's been in my footy viewing lifetime. Throwing Kevin Sheedy and Lee Matthews and Mick Malthouse under the bus there. But in terms of modern coaching, you just need to get the best if you can get him.
Yeah, well, we saw Sheeds and Lee Matthews both sort of set that template in getting their success down Victoria before taking on one of the more difficult northern markets. And well, whether that job for Clarkson be as a coaching director or coming as a head coach, as we said, Dew still contracted to the end of 2022.
One of the biggest things in the chase for Alistair Clarkson, if he does end up on the Gold Coast, will be Mark Evans, who's head of football at the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Those two had a fantastic partnership during the Hawthorn glory years. So you wouldn't put it past Mark Evans to be putting the feelers out and trying to get Alistair Clarkson on board, because it would be a huge get for footy in Queensland.
I think the trade-off is we might take Ross Lyon and we can't get Clarkson up here. So I think that sounds pretty good for all counts. Well, that's been another week of Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure. Hopefully Queensland can get out of this snap 8-day lockdown. We can get games back here as well. Jack Fulham, stay safe. And Will Ralston, enjoy your freedom down in Melbourne, mate. We're not at all insanely jealous of you.
Best of luck, lads. You'll be right. It's only a week.